Welcome back to the Live Love Lead podcast, a podcast designed to help you live, love, and lead well. I'm your host, April Nicole Scipio. And guys, I'm excited that you're listening in today. Today is a huge treat because I get to interview a friend of mine. Her name is Angela Brooks, and she is doing big things in the business world. Angela has been not only a mentor, but just a person that is always willing to give me information and wisdom on how to improve my business. And I'm so blessed just to have her in my life. I wanted to interview her because she had to overcome some obstacles to build the business that she has today. And I think so many of us want to build things, but one thing we have to overcome is fear. And Angela gave me such good wisdom on this interview as far as how you overcome fear when you're going after the thing that God has put on your heart to go after. So enjoy this interview.
I'm April Nicole Scipio, and I'm a girl with a dream, a big dream, a dream to help you live, love, and lead. I am passionate about creating opportunities for you to become a better version of yourself. And I strongly believe that it happens best inside of authentic community. I'm very excited to have created a podcast that inspires you to dream big, challenges you to grow, and gives you tools to blaze the trail God has set before you. So get ready to build community, dig into God's word, and take practical steps so you can live, love, and lead well.
Hi, Angela. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
So I know who you are, but I may have listeners who don't know who you are. So I would love it if you would take just a few moments to introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do, and kind of the season of life you're in right now.
Well, I am Angela Brooks. I am from Kentucky. I've lived here most of my life. I retired from nursing in 2014 after being in nursing for 30 years. 25 of that was in psychiatric nursing. So when I said it was time to retire, I was truly ready. And about 4 to 5 years before I retired, I was watching everybody else retire and they were trying to live off their retirement check, which you can't retire and live at the same standard with half a check than what you were trying to live on too. So yeah. I started building a business from home, and everybody laughed at me because they said it was just not possible. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. But I'm a mom of two boys. Zach's 23. Milo's getting ready to turn 16. And Dell and I've been married. It'll be 20 years this coming year.
That's awesome. When you first got started in your own business, what do you think the greatest challenge was for you?
I knew nothing. I had no clue. And I had no clue what it was I needed to do on the daily to build a business. It's like, I knew I needed to talk to people. It is like, where are those people? And I knew I needed to do different communication techniques, but I didn't know what they were that would be consistent and something that could duplicate and that I could grow from. So I had a lot of learning to do. When I came onto the business scene, I was just, my first thought was, I just need money. I just want $500 worth of money. But there's so much more to business that you get to learn and you receive other than dollars, which for somebody who's in the beginning, they're like, right, whatever. And it's like, no, there's more to it than just money. The relationships are phenomenal.
Yeah. I think that's awesome that you knew nothing, but yet you did it anyway. Yes. And I'm sure, like most people, going into the unknown brings fears and uncertainty. What kind of fears did you have to overcome?
Am I doing this right? Does everybody think I'm crazy? And it's like, I didn't want to be like everybody else I had seen that had, you know, the pop-up parties, the Tupperware, the Pampered Chef, and all these things that people would have at their houses, like, that was not my personality at all. And I'm like, if I have to do it that way, I'm not doing this, because I'm just not a social gatherer like that. Mm-hmm. So I knew I wouldn't do well. And that was something that I really had to learn, how to stand out and yet still move forward. And the more I tried to do that, the more I lost people, not necessarily like total friendships, but they were like, you can't do it that way. You gotta have parties. And I'm like, I can't, because I was working night shift already, sleeping about 3, maybe 4 hours a day, because I had 2 kids to take care of. So yeah, I had a lot to overcome, just like anybody. But the thing that kept me moving forward was I'd already worked in nursing, you know, 20 plus years. And so I knew 100% what that looked like. I could do that, not quite with my eyes closed, but, you know, nursing is a changing environment constantly. So I was very good at coming into a day and just being able to handle whatever they threw at me, because you had to be diverse. So I knew what that looked like. I didn't know what business could look like, but I was watching what other people were doing. And I'm like, I want some of that, and I want to be able to do that. So it was like, how do I learn to do those things? And I had to follow the right people, which I think is one of the biggest mistakes people don't do.
I like how you said you had to figure out how to do it your way. Like, you knew your personality, you knew what you liked and didn't like.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people sometimes, when they get into business and they are watching other people, they fall into that trap of comparing, like, oh, I need to do it this way. But I love how you had to find your own way. What would you say to someone who wants to go into business, but they are struggling with finding their own way?
You got to figure out, well, there's a few skills there. You know, if I had to count numbers of skills, I'd say there's probably about 6 that you have to do. And you can mix those skills up to work around your personality any way you want to. Because, you know, communication is something that is diverse to people. You talk to people differently than I do. And you have to completely bring your personality to your business so that people, you're attracting people. It's attraction marketing is what it is. So that people are attracted to you as the person. Then if they have a problem or whatever, they're more likely to hear you because they trust you. They know you. They like you. And so people, when they come into business, they seem to put on this robotic face or this personality. It's like, I am in business. It's like, big deal. You know, everybody's in business.
Yeah.
But it's like, you have to bring your personality. I've got a friend of mine that she is so over the top, class A, ADD, that there's no way that she would attract somebody. I don't know if you know the personality colors in business, but a yellow personality is very low-key, very loving, very nurturing. And she is just red, where she is pounding the pavement going, let's go, let's go, let's go. Those two people, she's not going to attract those. And so you have to attract your people, your tribe, as I like to say, so that you can build your way. You don't have to do it anybody else's way but your own.
Yeah, I think that's so good. I think even for me personally, as I'm starting my business, I have to remind myself, like, the business is beyond the people I currently know now.
Yep.
Because I think sometimes you think, okay, who are the people that I know? And yes, they are important, but you can't limit yourself, because the people that you want to attract, you may not even know them yet. So.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of the people that we already know, they know us where we are right now. And when you start changing and doing things differently, they're going to back up, because you're going to make them uncomfortable. And when people get uncomfortable, instead of saying, what is it you're doing? They get farther away going, I don't know. She's acting really weird. She's doing this business thing. And so they are actually, in one sense of the word, not totally, but they're kind of afraid of your changing personality. And it's a good thing and it's a scary thing, because that's where most people stop their business, because they're like, well, I don't want to lose my friends. But what they don't understand is right on the other side, I have literally have friends around the globe. There's nowhere that I can't go that I couldn't pick up my phone, Facebook them, and say, hey, I'm in the UK. Can you come and meet me at Buckingham's Palace? Yeah. And I would have people that could meet me there because I know them. Yeah. And I think that has been the biggest thing for me, is literally having friends across the globe that I wouldn't have known without business.
Yeah. What would you say to someone who they want to step out, they know the kind of business they want to do and who they want to attract, but they are letting fear hold them back? They just can't quite get past, whether that's fear of rejection or fear of the unknown.
Fear of rejection is huge. A lot of people, gosh, I still deal with that myself. It's not something that ever just completely goes away, because you have to, nobody is going to hear all yeses. When you come in business, I would love to tell you that you heard way more yes than you do no. But you're going to probably hear 50 no's before you get that one yes. And that one yes person can literally change your entire business. I've been in my business, this will be my 10th year, going into my 10th year. And I have 6 leaders at the top that are my money. They are the ones that I started with way back, and they just took off. Like, I didn't have to teach them. I didn't have to push them. They just went. And so you never know that one person that will say yes. You're going to go, oh, one more no. And they go, oh yeah, let me try this. The yeses are far and few in between. Doesn't matter what kind of business. Ask Walmart. How many people go in and out of their door without buying anything? And they don't get offended, because they always come back. So you just have to keep learning your skills. When you increase your skills and how to talk to people, and the more people you talk to, the better your skills get. I always tell people, you know, Walmart has hundreds of people that walk through their door and out and never buy a thing. And it's okay with them.
Yeah, that's so good. Once you overcome fear, you start your business, you're learning, you're growing, how do you stay motivated? How did maybe you personally stay motivated? And then maybe some tips on, just in general, how people can stay motivated, especially if they hit a season in their business where they do face some uncertainty.
You got to surround yourself with people that are thinking business-like. When I am at an event at least every 90 days, I travel a lot. And of course, you don't have to travel like I do to get to good events. Bowling Green, Louisville, Lexington, there's lots of Nashville. Any kind of, I can hit an area like that that's close to home, it's drivable, I like to go to those. But getting around people that you don't know, that is building a business like yourself, is probably the biggest thing that you can do for your own personal mindset, because you're going to hit slumps in your business, because that is what business does. If everybody thinks it's this big upper level that you just keep trudging upward, but you're going to go up. Like the month that I had my first $1 million month in sales, the very next month I dropped down to 800,000, and I'm like, oh, what happened? And so, you know, you've got those ups and down swings, and they're expected, because you can have your biggest check this month and next month it may go in half. So you have to know that's coming, but getting around people that has the same type focus, the conversations that you have over dinner or lunch or just meeting in the hallways at these events, I can't say enough about those, because that's where the real building is.
Yeah. I love how you said mindset. I know for me personally, because I'm fairly new starting my business, and I'm constantly having to, like, changed the way I think about things, because it's different when you work for someone and then you have your own business. It is like a completely different way of thinking. And sometimes I catch myself analyzing or thinking about things in my old mindset. And I'm like, oh, wait, no.
Yep. It's really hard to build a business with the employee mindset. It's impossible. Because I spent, I've worked for somebody else since I was 14. And, you know, you expect when you have a job, you swipe in, you know, check in, you go do your assigned, you know, they have you a little box that you're assigned that you do these tasks when you're at this job. And if you get a raise or you get a new job, then you do these tasks within this box. And that's what people are used to. So when they become their own entrepreneur and they have to fill out what's in that box, they kind of freak out a little bit because they're like, I don't know what to do. And that's where I was, because I thought, okay, I know I need to talk to people. I know I need to put content out on the internet. What do I need to be saying? And who are the people I need to be saying it to? And changing your mindset, getting out of asking for that boss's permission, it takes a little bit of time because it's a whole new way of thinking.
Yeah. Well, I will say, Angela, you are killing it in the business world. I love everything that you put out and how you're helping not only me, but other entrepreneurs. If someone is listening to this and they want to find more information about what you do or get connected with you, where should they go or what should they do?
You can find me on any social platform under Angela Brooks. And I advise anybody that's doing social platforms to use your first and last name for that reason. Or they can come to the blog, which is angelabrook.com/newsletter. And they can get information, what I do, and just see what I've got going on for that month, because I'm always sending out newsletters about what's going on.
Awesome. Well, let me pray for you before we go today.
Absolutely.
God, I just thank you so much for Angela. I thank you for just the vision that you've given her, God, to create a life that not only is a blessing to her and her family, but to so many other people and entrepreneurs. I pray, God, that in the days ahead leading up to 2020, God, that you would just give her so many great ideas to how to continue to build her business and continue to be successful. I pray, Lord, that you just give her God ideas. I thank you so much for her family. I pray protection and blessing over them, God, going into the new year. I thank you for just her heart and just her heart to help people and love on people. And I just pray, God, that as she continues in business, that that love and that light will shine through more and more and more and just attract the people that she is called to reach. God, I thank you for her. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for those words.
Yeah. Thank you, Angela. It's been fun.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
What a treat that interview was. I hope you enjoyed that today. I hope you are inspired. Make sure to check out Angela on all your social media platforms. Head over to angelabrook.com and sign up for her newsletter and stay connected. She is a well of wisdom, and I know that you will be blessed as you are trying to build a business. I loved being with you guys today. I love that I got to bring that interview to you guys. We are on our way to starting 2020 strong, guys. You've heard me say it over the last couple of weeks, and I have such big expectations for 2020, and I know that we're going to start strong because we are ending 2019 strong. We are getting in the right mindset. Remember, it would mean so much to me if you would rate and review this podcast. Also, go share this episode on your socials today. Until next time, go live, love, and lead well.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Shout out to the production team, because teamwork makes a dream work. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Now that you've listened to the Live, Love, Lead podcast, I want to invite you to check out the Live, Love, Lead Planner, where life, devos, and prayer collide. You can get more info at aprilnicolescipio.com. Now go live, love, and lead well.